This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. The 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, we have to open with this story. One of my Facebook followers sent me this, and it actually has put me in one hell of a good mood. I actually really feel positive about my health now. I think I've been worried, being middle-aged, what's going to happen to me, and I thought, maybe my health is going to start to decline, God forbid. But then, this study had come out. Actually, it came out a little while ago, but it was brought to my attention yesterday, where a big butt actually is healthier for women. They say women with big butts are smarter and healthier. Now, that can explain why I got such a good SAT score. I mean, back in the day, I got a 1450. I could have done better, but I had my period that day. Long story. But I thought it was because genes. I thought it's because I tried to stick to a healthy diet. No. I started having a big tushy back then. So let's take a look at the science behind this. This comes out of Oxford. The University of Oxford has discovered that women with larger than average butts are not only increasingly intelligent, but also resistant to chronic illnesses. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. I don't like big butts. Personally, I don't. I can't stand my butt. But I think I'm starting to like it now. According to ABC News, the results found that women with bigger backsides tend to have lower levels of cholesterol and are more likely to produce hormones that metabolize sugar. That's interesting because my doctor's always like, we need to shave a few pounds off. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I want to lower my cholesterol. They say, actually, that men like big butts. I don't really understand that. A lot of guys are like, oh, I like big butts. I really don't get that. We talked about the psychology behind a butt, and we talked about how, in caveman days, how butts could help in terms of shock absorbing. But sometimes in caveman days, if a butt was too big, that would impede fertility. So I think the average guy wants a medium-sized butt. Again, I can't speak for all guys or any guy, but I think there are, it's like the Goldilocks, theory where, too small isn't good, too big isn't good, but just right. And from personal experience, I really wouldn't know because I don't think my butt has ever been just right. So anyway, they say having a big butt requires an excess of omega-3 fats. Now, omega-3 fats have been proven to catalyze brain development. I don't get that. My brain is already developed. I don't really see why I need any more omega-3s. So according to ABC News, Professor Konstantinos Manolopoulos, he's the study author, he says, women with more fat on the buttocks have lower levels of cholesterol and glucose. If you're going to have fat, better off if you have some fat in the lower body. People have been asking me, should I have a pear shape? Should I have an apple shape? I don't think you guys really have a lot of control over that. In my family, the women just have big butts. We just do. We also have big boobs. We also have big heads. We got big feet. We're just bigger women. It's because I have a lot of German and Austrian and Russian in me. And so we have, the women are kind of bigger, I guess. That's, And then, so, I'm allowed to say that. The Northern Europeans, well, the women are kind of big. That's why I'm kind of big, boned and big feet. I got size 10 feet. size 10. You guys should see the boots I'm wearing. My boot, the foot part, is longer than the length of the boot. That's how big my feet are. So anyway, they say if you look at people who primarily have the pear shape, they're healthy in all the ways that this fat behaves. It's not just less heart attacks or less diabetes. It's all these ways we think about fat as an important organ for our health. So basically where they came up with this is they looked at 16,000 women's butts. And they found that, okay, they looked at 16,000 women, and my guess are the butts were part of what was being observed. And they said having a big butt also favors leptin levels. Now, leptin is a hormone responsible for regulating the weight. They also had better levels of dinopectina. We haven't talked about dinopectina. I think it's a dinosaur hormone. And that has anti-inflammatory, vascular protective, and anti-diabetic attributes. Dinopectina. I like that. That kind of sounds like a princess. So, the buttocks has adipose. And this adipose tissue will trap harmful fatty acids, which in turn causes cardiovascular disease. So our bigger butts are actually protecting fat from depositing in other parts of the body. Does anybody buy that? I don't buy it. But they say universities in California and Pittsburgh came to the same conclusion. Women with bigger butts, wide hips, and smaller waists may even have a longer life expectancy. Oh, my hips are wide. Yesterday, I was trying to get into a restaurant, and I knocked over someone's table and their food just because of my hip. Not the butt, the hip. So, can you surgically enhance your butt? And will that help your health? No. Study does not include fake butts or Brazilian butt lifts, they say. So, now what about being smarter? Well, I don't really see where they came up with that. You know, I don't know why your intelligence would be based on your butt. Because I know a lot of flat, tushied, you know, people. And I remember all the women professors that I had when I was, you know, younger. We didn't have a lot of women professors, but they're all skinny. And they didn't have much of a butt. So that's why I thought I was going to be in trouble. And to be honest, the more obese you are, the more weight you have, I think the more insulin resistance, and then the more sugar, so the more dopey you could get. So I would just really take this with a grain of salt. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. And some of you listen live, some of you listen different times. And we have an answer line at 1-877-DOCADALI for you to put your question. So let's go there. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello. Yeah, I was wondering if you could comment on the situation in San Francisco with all the junkies and the homeless. And I don't know if you're aware, but there's like a poop map because people are defecating in the street, and they made a map of where all the fecal matter is in San Francisco. And I was kind of wondering if that was going to cause, like, I don't know, could it break into typhoid or something down there or something like that? I just thought that'd be an interesting topic.
Yes. Okay. I did not see the poop map. I had no idea that there was a poop map. I was just in San Francisco. But you're right. You're right. There are some issues. You know, I had to look up the poop map. I haven't seen that yet, but I'm dying to. But there was a big, I guess, 20-pound bag of poop that they're still trying to figure out who left. I think they're, you know, checking DNA right now to figure out if it was human or animal feces. But apparently somebody dumped 20 pounds of poop in a bag on a corner in the tenderloin section, I guess. It was reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. But, you know, people joke about poop and people joke about, you know, this stuff. You're right. It's serious, especially like typhoid and all sorts of other infectious diseases that could spread. Homelessness is on the rise. It's been on the rise now for a while. And a huge jump that has been calculated since 2017. And so you wonder with the hepatitis A outbreaks that, you know, started in San Diego that we heard in multiple areas and, you know, a lot of these foodborne pathogens that we're getting in our vegetables and our fruit, etc. We just wonder if maybe we need to clean things up, not just at a micro level where we're micromanaging, but on a macro level. Now, I'm not saying the homeless population is responsible for all these foodborne illnesses, but if we're not being clean outside the restaurant, we're probably not being clean inside the restaurant or inside the store or inside the manufacturing warehouse. So it is a concern. So, you know, when I was in San Francisco, I didn't see as many homeless people as I do in Las Vegas. There are a lot of areas in Las Vegas where we have just hundreds of people who are homeless, and it's a shame. It's a real shame. And we drove around San Francisco a lot of the streets. We drove around a lot. And it seemed like over the last couple weeks, from what I hear, they, you know, started to mobilize and move people, but they don't have a lot of shelters. Apparently their mayor, London Breed, I guess, has now proposed a one-time pledge of $1 billion over the next two fiscal years to help fund the 37 city-supported homeless facilities. And that houses only 350 people. So that's not a lot, especially since the average big city has thousands of homeless people. So there's 37 homeless facilities in San Francisco, according to SmartCitiesDive.com, that house about 350 people. And that's according to the San Francisco Chronicle. They say this move, where he has pledged this $1 million, comes days after a coalition of nonprofits, tenant groups, and homelessness advocates collected enough signatures to secure an initiative on their November ballot. And if passed, would tax large businesses to pay for homeless services. They say the ballot measure asks voters to approve an average 0.5% tax increase on all companies' revenue that exceeds $50 million annually. They believe that initiative would raise an estimated $300 million a year for homeless housing and services, which is nearly double what the city currently spends. Okay, again, this is where I don't like the idea of penalizing and taxing. And, you know, all right, we'll just tax the wealthy businesses. We'll just tax the wealthy businesses. Why not instead incentivize businesses to build a shelter? Incentivize businesses to hire homeless people. I really don't understand the thinking of local government and sometimes federal government. I just don't get that. Let's just tax everybody, and then we'll use that money for the homeless population. Well, haven't they been doing that already? Aren't cities already taxing the hell out of the big corporations? And we still have homeless issues. So either A, the money's not going where it's supposed to, or B, it's just not enough money. And we have more and more people becoming homeless. But the idea of, okay, we'll just raise more taxes, we'll just raise more taxes. We need to really incentivize these big companies. There's a lot of big companies up in San Francisco or any city to create shelters, create jobs, create medical centers. They could have their name on it. they could get some free advertising at a sports game. Like, okay, for example, I was watching the Golden Knights did amazing. The Golden Knights are a hockey team, right? It's their debut year, just absolutely blew, you know, smashed records. True, we didn't win, but that's okay. All right? Didn't win the Stanley Cup, but that's all right. We still, you know, made it to the playoffs and the finals, and we did amazing. And I'm watching, and you see the same ads, you know, along the side. So people pay a lot for that advertising, and I get that. Well, why not make a deal with one of these, you know, stadiums, okay, or arenas, that whoever builds a homeless shelter and funds it, they will get some free advertising at the arena. What about newspaper? What about TV? You know, if a station, you know, gives a free commercial to anybody that puts in $200,000 into the homeless shelter, people are getting something out of it. When you tax people and just raise taxes, it doesn't really cause an investment into the city. And you bet your butt if Smith and Smith Law Firm, let's say, is putting money into the shelter, they're going to want to make sure it still stays upright and good because their name's on it. People want to own and be a part of and get credit for the millions of dollars they spent. And there's tons of ways to do that. I think we just need to kind of revamp our approach. So what has been going on in San Francisco? Well, we're hearing that there's needles, poop. Apparently there's been 44,000 complaints of encampments, human waste, and needles this year. They say within 153 blocks in downtown, NBC Bay Area revealed 300 piles of feces, 100 drug needles, and trash on every block. Now, remember a big concern we had with the hepatitis A outbreak that was killing homeless people? Feces spreads germs. Just like typhoid, you know, a whole variety of things. Typhoid is a bacteria called Salmonella typhi. Not the Salmonella that we're hearing with these food outbreaks. But Salmonella gets passed on from contaminated food and drinking water. There's about 5,700 cases in the U.S. Many people contract it globally, maybe bring it back, etc. You can treat it with antibiotics if you catch it early, but it can be fatal. And it can be spread by contact of feces. So we have a variety of diseases that could be spread in some of the most amazing cities out there. And these homeless people just are unfortunately the most vulnerable because they're already immunocompromised, they're not eating healthy, and they're out in the cold, and San Francisco is cold. What was it Mark Twain said? The coldest winter he ever spent was a summer day in San Francisco? Whatever. It's cold up there. So, you already have local businesses starting to suffer. You have, you know, reviews at local restaurants and hotel service saying, you know, visitors are like, this is the stuff we saw outside the place. This is an issue. So, why don't city people get together? But just taxing, I don't think is the answer because where does the money go? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police departments in two U.S. cities are in mourning today after losing members in the line of duty. An Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training was shot and killed and his partner injured when they approached the driver of a car near I-10 just outside Phoenix early today. The man then getting hold of one of their guns and firing at them.
Lives have been shattered and ruined, and we're all in a little bit of a state of shock this morning.
Colonel Frank Milstead saying the wounded officer is expected to recover. He would not address the status of the suspect. In Milwaukee, they're remembering a 17-year veteran of the city police force there who was shot and killed yesterday. Mayor Tom Barrett says,
words cannot describe the sorrow and anger I feel at this moment.
That suspect's in custody. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jesus asks if we could talk about shopping addicts and compulsive shopping. He goes into a little story about his wife, how his wife is at work. She shops online. He doesn't like the credit card bills. And this is a story, and probably that I think hits home to a lot of us. We fall victim to these ads, the Amazon Prime Day we just had, right? Was there like an Amazon Prime Day? I'm not even an Amazon Prime customer, and I still went on the Amazon site. Let's talk about how to tell if you're a shopping addict. Well, very easy. Okay? Yeah, there's probably a whole list of criteria, but do you have stuff at your home, in your closet, that you recently bought, that you either A, don't need, B, haven't even opened from the package, still in the box, or C, already have two, three of the same thing? then yeah, you're probably a shopping addict. It's that simple. It doesn't take much to be labeled a compulsive shopper or to become addicted to online shopping. It doesn't take much. Just like it doesn't take much to be addicted to your cell phone. Most of us are addicted to our cell phones. We don't want to be labeled that. Oh, don't say. Don't say that. I'm not addicted to anything. Yeah, you're probably addicted to your cell phone. We did this. We created a society that now becomes addicted to stuff more than we used to. Now, you have some people out there. I know there's some people going, nope, don't touch it. I could live without my phone. I go without my phone for days. That's good. You're not the norm. The average person out there can't live without their phone. I found myself thanking the Lord in a prayer that I had my phone in my purse. We were on vacation. I had a bunch of pictures from Comic-Con on it. And I couldn't find my phone for a split second. Saw that it was in my purse. And I said, thank God. And I actually found myself praying to God, thanking Him that I had my phone. What is wrong with that? I should be saving prayers for when we really need them. Thanking the Lord that we didn't get into a car accident. Thanking the Lord that the breast lump wasn't cancerous. And I am wasting prayers on my smartphone? That's a problem. And I don't have an addictive personality, except for chocolate. In fact, I had a candy bar on break, so I do have a problem with chocolate. But I don't care about gambling. I don't care about alcohol. I don't care about tobacco. Definitely don't do drugs. I can sleep. Not addicted to anything. Except if I see some chocolate, I have to eat it. But I could go days without chocolate. That's fine. But not my phone. So for those of you who do shop online, you really do need to stop and take a look at yourself and figure out if you could be addicted. Now, I know a lot of people go, no, because once you diagnose me, then I have it. If you call me an addict, if you label me, then I'm done for. No, you're not. Isn't with Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, admitting you have a problem is half the work, you know, or half the cure? You need to identify if you compulsively shop. You know, when we talk about diets and losing weight, we teach you, depending on what diet plan you do, to make you aware of your bad habits. Right? Because if you don't think you have bad habits, you just keep doing them. And you need to be aware, okay, stop sitting when you watch TV. Get up and do some arm circles or do some Kegels or do some leg lifts. Sitting is a bad habit to do while binging on TV shows. You know, you just grabbed a second donut. Stop that. And yeah, nobody likes negativity. Nobody likes negative reinforcement, but the stuff works. So, here we are. We're working at work. Some of these computers actually allow ads to pop up while you're sneaking off to Google. Oh, I even when I'm at work, I have Google on one of my windows. I have Facebook on one of my windows, absolutely. And then all of a sudden I see a dress. Or I see a bra. Or I see toilet paper. And I'm like, oh, I need that. Thank you for reminding me. I'm thanking my computer for reminding me that I need that. We aren't even doing shopping lists anymore. Oh, our computer will tell us. I just bought some stuff from Walmart. It said reorder items. It was so convenient. I could just click on the cat food, on the dog food, on the toilet paper. I could just click on whatever I need. I could reorder all. I think there's a button where you could just say reorder all. They make it easy on purpose. They learn you. You know? There was some, I guess, Viagra ad that just kept popping up on our computer at home. I'm like, how do they know? They know. They learn us. They learn us? Is that they learn? Yeah. I think actually that is grammatically correct. It has to be in England, but it's grammatically correct. They learn us. So, what to do? How do you stop yourself? Well, one is you need to max your credit card. Now, I'm not saying max your credit card by if you have $10,000 to spend that, but you need to have a designated credit card that is only for your online shopping. You don't get to use any other credit card. And that credit card, you have a limit on there. You can even ask the credit card company to stop any purchase beyond that. Decline it. So if your budget is $500 a month for online shopping, you have to stay within that budget. If not, that credit card doesn't work. Now, for people who are very, very heavily addicted, okay, they'll find another credit card, they'll work a second job, I mean, they'll do what it takes. But if you think you're starting to, we're talking about the people that aren't there yet, but they're falling into that, you know, trap, have limits on your credit card. Also have limits on the computer. Stop the ads. There are little buttons you could push where you stop those ads. I do not need a new bathing suit. I keep getting ads for new bathing suits. In fact, I actually do. I don't know how they figured that out. They knew I need, probably they saw me in my other bathing suit going, huh, girl, please, get one a little bigger, please. So I'm getting these ads for bigger bathing suits. I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, stop the ads. If you are going online, okay, you need to also work on your online compulsiveness and your online addiction. You may be addicted to being online. And so shopping is just par for the course. It just comes with it, coincidentally. So your Facebook, have your 5 minutes of Facebook a day. Or if you want to split your 5 minutes of Facebook to 1 minute at a time, five times a day, do that. Have your alarm go off. And you've done your Facebook. You've read your feeds. You've done your posts. You're done. Your news. You have your 30 minutes of news. Get that done. Get that out of the way. You're done. And then get off before you go shopping. And then the other thing you could do is incentivize. For every day you don't spend money, okay, put $5 in a jar. By the end of that month, you'll have $150. $5 in the jar. Incentivize yourself. Reward yourself. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Manny working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So there were worms frozen during the Ice Age about 42,000 years ago, and these worms apparently have been brought back to life by scientists. This is huge. They should have been dead. They're 42,000-year-old nematodes. They say worms frozen in permafrost for 42,000 years have sprung back to life. Scientists were able to coax the two roundworms back to life after thawing the ice that had imprisoned them since the era of woolly mammoths. They say the experiment could provide a breakthrough in the fields of astrobiology and cryonics, since it demonstrates the ability of multicellular organisms to survive long-term. Now, cryonics, not cryogenics, but cryonics, is like the gap between science fiction and reality, according to Daily Mail. And it's what a lot of movies have been romanticizing, because people want to think that they could be frozen and then wake up later and be alive generations later. What was that movie with Mel Gibson where he was a crash pilot in the 40s and then his fiancée supposedly died and then he was frozen? Yeah, okay. So there's been tons of movies on this, and we all think about it, and we all kind of fantasize about it, going, okay, that'd be cool, you know. I'd love to, you know, be around in the year 3000. Freeze me. Problem is I don't know when to have that done. I still want to live my life. Yeah, I'm thinking, well, maybe when I'm 90, but do I really want to be 90? Coming back out there, you know, not being able to, you know, jump on the flying cars and the, you know, hoverboards and, yeah. So, they say the end goal is to keep people on ice for centuries at a time, long enough to allow for long-term interplanetary exploration. Oh, I don't want to be on another planet. So these nematodes, all right, the roundworms, were coaxed back to life in little petri dishes in a laboratory at the Institute of Physical, Chemical, and Biological Problems of Soil Science near Moscow. Biological problems of soil science. They actually have a, yeah. I wonder if that was a translational thing. Russian researchers worked with geoscientists from Princeton, and they analyzed more than 300 frozen worms to find suitable candidates. And according to researchers, only two were shown to contain viable nematodes. One of those was found in permafrost near the Alazaya River back in 2015. They think it was younger, around 41,700 years old. Oh, just a baby. The other was taken in 2002 from a prehistoric squirrel burrow in Duvani Yar, I guess near the Kolyma River. You guys that know more geography than I do. And this one was a real baby, only 32,000 years old. So they say the location is close to the site of Pleistocene Park, which is an experimental project seeking to recreate the Arctic habitat of the extinct woolly mammoth. Both sites are in Yakutia, which is the coldest region of Russia. So you see the scientists all happy. So what is cryonics? Well, they say it's the deep freezing of a body to negative 321 degrees Fahrenheit, or for those of you that are into Celsius, 196 degrees Celsius. Now, antifreeze compounds have to be injected into the corpse to stop the cells being damaged. Remember how we talked about these frozen embryos? You need to take the water out so it doesn't freeze and expand and lyse the cells, because ice expands. So two main organizations that carry this out is Alcor in Arizona and the Cryonics Institute in Michigan. And so the process can only take place once the body has been declared legally dead, ideally because of the 2 minutes of the heart stopping. So this is what they would want to do on people, but no more than 15 minutes. So if you're going to die, you have to die around where they are. After 15 minutes, it may not work. The body must be packed in ice, injected with chemicals to reduce blood clotting, because you're not moving. And at the cryonics facility, it's cooled just above 0 degrees Celsius, and then the blood is replaced with a solution to preserve organs. Now, I'm not sure why we're jumping the gun thinking we could do this on humans when it was just roundworms. But to me, there is some process that freezing is doing that's stopping metabolism, causing cells to not need continuous oxygenation, movement, fluids, nutrients. If we could take something 41,000 years old and make it alive again. You know, that's why these eggs can be frozen for years. You freeze it, it doesn't need to be fed. It doesn't need nutrients. It doesn't need, you know, the constant flow of oxygen. They're able to be frozen in time. It's a concept that goes against every scientific, I guess, fiber of how things work and how things live. You need to move. There can't be stasis. There has to be permeability. There has to be aeration. There has to be constant flow of fluids. There has to be purpose. There has to be a drive. And to be frozen in time and tens of thousands of years later brought back to life, that's crazy. Now, nematodes may not have a soul. So the other issue people are concerned about is, okay, well, maybe you'll get a human heart to start beating again. But what about memories? What about somebody's ethics? What about somebody's, you know, heart, somebody's affinity for something? Are you going to be able to recapture that? So, you know, at this point, this is really, really big news, but nothing that I think we can actually, translate to in terms of humans. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you're going to see another story about how Mars has found evidence of liquid water. Now, that confuses me because if it's not liquid water and it's solid, then call it ice. Or if it's vapor, then call it vapor. So I really don't understand why we have all this liquid water headline. But apparently, BBC says a liquid water lake is revealed on Mars. So just call it water. Okay? I don't know. And they believe that the lake sits under the planet's solar or south polar ice cap. I think it's about 12 miles across. They found possible signs in the past of intermittent liquid water flowing onto Mars' surface. But this could be the first sign of a persistent body of water. As you know, a bunch of people want to live on Mars in colonies. This could make this a little more possible. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.